Thank you. My pleasure. It's been a wonderful evening and a lot of cheering, and I congratulate everyone out there who ran a great campaign, and I'm so grateful. I have an amazing team. My family all came in to support me, and dedicated volunteers and the voters of Chapel Hill. I'm so grateful.
Same question that we've been asking everyone. You've been out on the campaign trail for months. You've talked to voters. You've heard what they had to say. What have they said to you on the campaign trail, and what message are you getting from them tonight with the results coming in?
So a lot of people were very grateful for how we dealt with COVID, and I told them I was so proud of our community for working together to help everyone get through COVID. We talked a lot about climate action and how we need to get really moving on that. We talked about the pressures of growth and how we want to see changes in our community that help benefit everyone, and that we want to have more bikeways and greenways. The middle housing report that came out said we need more middle housing, which we knew, but now we have verified, really gave us some directions that we need to head in. And people are liking the revitalization of downtown. They were thrilled to hear there was this movement going on to bring more jobs, more commercial activity to our community. And later this month, we'll have a great announcement about the financial shape we're in. It's amazing. We've really done well working together as a community.
Speaking with Pam Heminger, just reelected to a fourth term as Chapel Hill mayor. You had a very tough campaign the first time around when you were unseating an incumbent. This is your first campaign as an incumbent facing a really strong challenger. Does it feel different versus the last couple cycles?
Yeah, it's been interesting this time to ask people. A lot of people came in prepared. They said, I did my research. So we would ask. And it's interesting where people go to find their research and whether they are looking at their neighborhood listservs and those kinds of things. So trying to communicate the real information out there felt a little harder this time, but we were successful in making sure that people had access. You guys did a great job of putting the spreadsheet of the different endorsements out so people could link and find information. But it was just so different. The first time I ran, we had the local paper that was printing, you know, twice a week. And so it's been different this time. And we do have a lot of changeover in our community, so making sure people are up to speed on what's going on was important, and hearing from people what they see for the future and what they want for the future was really important.
And it's going to also be some change on the Chapel Hill Town Council. Karen Stegman, the one incumbent, was running for re-election. She did get re-elected, but then there are going to be three new board members as well. Camille Berry, Paris Miller-Fruchy, and Adam Searing all winning election to the board as first-time board members. What are your thoughts about working with them?
I'm excited. We love getting new perspectives and bringing people in. I like to team them up with an existing council member to have someone to go to and meet, and I will plan on spending time. We'll get them up to speed on topics and information. We'll give them a little bit of a break right now because everyone's exhausted from campaigning. But I'm looking forward to a new type of energy, and it's always a different council every 2 years, and I'm looking forward to this one as well.
We'll let you get back to the celebration, but as we wrap up, final thoughts.
It's just been, I don't know how to explain it. I was really proud that so many Chapel Hillians came out to vote this time. People were interested, and that makes me feel good about our community, that people want to be involved in their local community. And so I'm really happy with tonight's results and just the learning of all the different things going on in our community. We really, truly have an amazing community. So forward together we go.